This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First day of training camp in the books. Hey, guys, Tyler Loop went 6-for-6 on field goals. So
Big Looper.
Great start there for a Big Looper. But let's talk some football now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. She may or may not know this, but in a lifetime full of great honors for Cynthia Freeland, she was just recently inducted into the Inside Access Hall of Fame. She's from NFL Network. Cynthia Freeland joins us now. And Cynthia, you are now an immortal. Congratulations. Were you aware of this honor that you got last week?
I saw it on Twitter, yes. And I was really, really happy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was so fun.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you. That's well deserved. Yes.
Thank you for all of your time and insight over the years.
You got it. Anytime. You guys are the best. I just wish I could see you more.
I know.
Like in person, you know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't really leave my house anymore.
When do you come to Baltimore?
That's mostly a me thing.
You know, it's funny. I'm not going further east than, well, I'm going to be at the Hall of Fame induction, but there for training camp, I'm staying west this year. Pretty far. I guess I go to Michigan, but that's still further west than, you know, than Ohio. So yeah, they're keeping me on the West Coast.
All right. Well, happy and safe travels as always.
Thank you.
So there's some people out there, the PFFs of the world, who are saying the Ravens have the best roster in the NFL.
ESPN
John Harbaugh
too.
Is saying, don't you dare call us Super Bowl or bust. But we've got Eric DaCosta on the record at the start of the offseason saying, hey, man, we got a pretty good roster. I don't have that much work to do this offseason. So where are you on all of those things, Cynthia?
Well, I mean, if you believe the lore that the color of the Super Bowl logo dictates which teams are going to be there,
then
you certainly will be there because there's purple in it. So I'm just saying, you know. But no, it's a great roster. And obviously, just like anything else, health plays into all of it. But, you know, health aside, I think it's, we'll see, first week against Buffalo. That's a really great chance to start off hot. It could be a really interesting year for the Ravens. I mean, I like it. I like the fact that, you know, the Bengals defense seems to not want to play, and that makes things even better. You know, like things are looking up.
Well, focusing on the Ravens pass catchers, Cynthia, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, both coming off really good years, ascending players. You bring in DeAndre Hopkins as your number three. All three tight ends are back. You have to feel really good about Lamar's weapons.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the unsung thing about DeAndre Hopkins is his ability in very tight coverage, especially around the perimeter, to just haul in ridiculous balls that have no business being caught. So even if Lamar has an off throw, which doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, now you have this incredible veteran with just absolute, like, sorry, defensive back. Good luck. Try finding me. Good luck. I love him. He's one of my very favorite players, like, of all time, but to track, and he's such a good fit.
Do you have any trepidation about Ravens special teams and not just the new specialists, but some of the issues that they've had with coverage, et cetera? Because, you know, again, the expectations are very high and the margins can be very slim when it's the best of the best playing in January.
I don't know. I mean, the special teams ones are always interesting because I think a lot of a lot of that changes season to season, right? We, you know, obviously the kicker and the punter and the people who we know, like that we can see, they kind of stay the same. But I think last year was a weird year too, because remember, a lot of the distances changed and the strategy changed. So mm-hmm. now you have a little bit more time to digest that strategy and come up with some new ways yeah. to make it work for you. So I'm not, you know, obviously, you know, we kicking aside, like, well, you said he's doing great in practice. Great. Good to know. But apart from that, you know, I think we'll see some new things and wrinkles and folds. And I expect it to be one of the strengths of the team and not a weakness.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Cynthia, credit to Chuck Smith and company. The Ravens the last 2 years have finished first and second in sacks in the league. But we always look at their roster and like it seems like they need pass rush and their pressure rates weren't great a year ago. Do you feel like you feel confident about their pass rush going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to look different for every, like, I think Ravens, you know, fans and Ravens teams have been spoiled with what the defense looks. When you think of Ravens, you think defense, it's just everyone, right? So it doesn't really, you know, always have to look the same year over year or decade over decade, but as long as it's doing its job, right? And especially if you think about the way that the, you know, the offense wants to run, and running the ball slows the game down. Sometimes that can be good for you if you're winning, and sometimes it cannot be so good for you, but it's a lot of control for the Ravens offense. So the Ravens defense and the pass rush specifically just needs to be good enough to support all of the other elements. It doesn't need to be, you know, it doesn't need to have like 50 sacks. It doesn't need to be crazy. It just needs to be something where it's effective and efficient, and you know, you're not allowing third downs to convert to first downs, or you're not converting first downs on any down for that matter.
Well, let's go around the AFC North, and you brought up the Bengals earlier. What the heck is going on in Cincinnati? No Trey Hendrickson, no Shamar Stewart. The defense, still question marks there. What's your concern level with Cincy?
Pretty high, because if you look at what Al Golden liked to do at Notre Dame, like he doesn't really have the potential to blitz like that. He doesn't have the kind of rush that he wants to enact. Like, if those guys aren't there and willing to, you know, Trey Hendrickson's 17 and a half sacks the past two seasons, pretty important stuff, especially yeah. considering it led the league last year. So if you don't have that kind of push up front, you know, if you look back to the Super Bowl season, which was not even that long ago, what, 4 years ago, whatever it was, you know, you all these guys are gone. Jesse Bates, gone, right? Like Von Bell, gone. Yeah. You know, they're on different teams. Tito Wuzier, gone. So a lot of the things that were working and the pieces that, you know, were huge strengths. It's really only like Logan Wilson's still there, but okay, good luck having one man defend everyone. It just seems like it's messy. And now you have a new coordinator who doesn't know all the strengths of all the players, and you don't have your best player there. Doesn't seem great. Not great.
So how would you, on whatever this is, July 23rd, how would you stack the division?
Ravens on top, and I don't see, even if Trey Hendrickson comes back or whatever, like mm-hmm. that doesn't change. You know, it's interesting with the Steelers. I find them to be, this is a weird Steelers year. If the Bengals can pull it together with their defense, and it's getting late early for them, but I think the Bengals, because the Bengals offense is just so much better than what I believe the Steelers offense is. So, you know, I think the Bengals probably would be second if they can get it together on defense, Steelers third, which is crazy. So, and then of course the Browns fourth.
Cynthia, let's go to the NFC. We were just playing some cuts from Jerry Jones talking about contracts. And at one point it sounded like his son, Steven, jumped in to try to save him from himself. What's he talking about?
I mean, look, I feel like Jerry Jones has, he said the same thing now for how many years? I mean, last year Dak signed on the day of the opener. Yeah. He signed on September 8th, right? And then before that, it was like CD. Like, if you look at the list of all of their top-tier players and when they signed, it's like training camp is like the earliest they would sign. So this is very early. They shouldn't be worried about it. But I think Jerry's given the same speech too many times. I think we all can get carried away if we say the same thing over and over again, you know?
What's your early view of your Lions, Cynthia?
I'm going out there on Monday. I'll be there. And I'm concerned, just think this is a very difficult division. I mean, when you send three teams to the playoffs and 11 wins is team number three, setting an NFL record, that's not like great, right? Is J.J. McCarthy good? I don't know. Did the Bears really get better? Certainly seems like it.
Yeah.
And of course, the Packers are always a threat. So when I'm looking at this division, I just think these tiny little things like, you know, Frank Ragnow, when you lose a Hall of Famer, who will be a Hall of Famer, it's never easy. And you lose both your coordinators, even though the new coordinators are homegrown. I don't know. It's dicey for me. It's definitely dicey. But I think they're a playoff team, but I don't know if they win the division.
What do you think about a Packers-Rams NFC title game?
It'd be fun, right? Could you see that? My problem with the Packers is I think they're confusing as well. Like, with Jair Alexander being gone, what's going on with their secondary? Like, what are we doing here? You know, and I know they brought in Matthew Golden, but I'm still unsure as to how their wide receiver room shakes out in general, because it kind of felt like they had a whole bunch of guys playing a whole bunch of different ways mm-hmm. throughout the season. So it didn't feel like there was a cohesive strategy that made a lot of sense. Maybe, you know, they've got some great pieces, that's for sure. But I don't know. I think they're missing some key ones as well. They're a confusing team for me.
Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network, now an Inside Access Hall of Famer. Cynthia, thank you as yeah, always.
Congratulations, Cynthia.
Enjoy immortality.
Thank you all for, you know, inviting me on the show, for being so loving. Like, you guys are the best. Don't overheat over there. I hear you guys are having a heat wave.
Yeah.
Like, be careful with that. Thank 80s, you. That's good.
Yeah. Enjoy Michigan.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cynthia. Too. Cynthia Bye. Freeland from NFL Network. Maybe the most robust reaction to becoming
Seemed very
part-
sincere.
Yes.
She's very genuine, very sincere.
Yeah. She is, and now and forevermore, an IA Hall of Famer.
Forever, ever.
We need to get Jim Duquesne. He's the only one from the class who has not been on since he was inducted.
We're 8 days away from the deadline.
Yeah, so maybe.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Steve Phillips is going to talk deadline at 4:30, but coming up next, we've had some other former GMs on the program, Jim Bowden, Jim Duquette, calling out Orioles general manager Mike Elias as the deadline approaches. Necessary roughness next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's here on the Fan. Mike Elias declared the Orioles a seller Sunday on the world-famous MLB
front office show,
Jim DeCetch and Bowden. We're going to hear from both of them in a second. By the way, Steve Phillips is joining us in about 10 minutes, former GM in his own right. But Jim Bowden joined the show recently, and among other things, he said Mike Elias is on the clock.
Look, what I would want as an owner is I would want him to come into my office and tell me the plan. Give me the long-term plan with this team that you have right now. Give me the core pieces that we're going to be building around and where they're going to play, and then tell me what your plan is right now at the trade deadline, since we're only a little over 2 months away from it. Give me your plan there, and then go through the farm system and give me the timetable of the prospects like Bradfield that you think are ready. Well, you know, Z-Ray to replace Mullins next year in center field. Like, I need this laid out for me, and that's what the owner needs to do. He doesn't need to go hire a consultant. He needs Mike Elias to come in and give him the actual plan. And then Mike, you know, he's on the clock. I mean, this trade deadline, you're on the clock. You got a lot of pieces that contending teams are going to want. You're also in a fortunate position that a lot of the teams that are not in the race don't have a lot to trade.
You know, it's interesting. He hasn't hired a consultant or shown us any kind of plan. So he's 0-2.
Well, maybe he's shown it to the owner. Who knows? I doubt it. And he wasn't forthright and progressive about making trades and about marketing his players to the rest of the league. He didn't verbally wave the white flag until a couple of days ago. He hasn't embraced the player development side of it at all, as people like Mayo languish. It's such a big hole, and there's so many mouths to feed with who he needs to ship out of here. And by waiting as long as he has, Arizona's got better stuff to offer than him right now. And Cedric Mullins now versus Cedric Mullins when we talked to Jim Bowden 6 weeks ago, it's a totally different story, to say nothing of Sagano and Eflin and everything else. When they wait, when they procrastinate by nature, people get hurt, people regress, and you're going to blow it again.
And it's always important to point out, Jim Bowden was one of Mike Elias's biggest supporters.
I told us he was going to be having crab cakes every October.
And when we had him on, he had notes ready of points that he wanted to hit on in ways that Mike Elias has came up short. And hopefully we'll have Jim on after the deadline.
So that's Jim Bowden. How about IA Hall of Famer Jim Duquette, who we've had on the show multiple times? And here is what he had to say, what he would do if he were a consultant for the team.
No, not only is it not crazy, that's what needs to be done. And especially the guys, like you mentioned, that are on expiring contracts. And, you know, they have a chance to get back. You know, here's the issue that the Orioles don't need more prospects, right? They need major league talent.
Yes.
But, you know, again, if that's all that ends up, you end up getting for some of these guys, then you can also turn them around at some point, you know, to get you back major league talent in the wintertime or next year at the deadline. So I wouldn't just, you know, turn my nose up at what teams are offering, but I would like to get some of these players that are closer to the major leagues so they can help you immediately, because, you know, you're trying if I'm advising the owner, hey, you need to turn this thing around next year. This is a built now team. It should be a built now team. You need to go out and spend money on pitching. And I don't like getting locked into trading just for, you know, one side talent. But if this is not the case, you know, of any major league organization, it's an all out blitz on trading for any type of pitching. Bullpen, starters, anything that you can get your hands on. So I think that would be, you know, my feeling and my recommendation. Hey, go out, you know, and start to sell some of these guys that are on the expiring contract. And I think you can get a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. I would consider, I know it's not a popular, may not be popular, but you got to consider Felix Batista.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We just talked about it.
You can find those closers. You can spend money for closers. So that's where I would go on that, too.
Here's the reality right now, and who knows? They might find diamonds in the rough, but Felix Batiste is probably the one guy they've got that'll fetch something of significance here at the deadline.
Yeah. Again, we've got a poll up about whether they really do have a core or not. Like, I mean, he's hurt. You probably couldn't get as much as you would like for Adley Rutschman, but I think you could probably do okay. I think you could sell him now, though. You think it's going to be a lot better by the offseason? And hopefully by the offseason, we got a real GM here who's going to know, I'm not signing this guy. He's got 2 years left. I'm going to trade him.
I'd sort of be in your boat.
Yeah, I think you're selling low.
Hope against hope, he can at least turn it around.
Yeah, you're hoping.
You're trading at a low point.
Wait a minute, you're trading him with three playoffs left, not two.
I know, but
it's a big difference.
But you're also trading where he stinks.
How much better do you think it's going to look like?
I hope he becomes the guy he was two years ago.
And you're hoping.
We saw it.
You're hoping that
he's coming back between now and September.
Well, for the month of June, it was. It was starting. You're hoping that happens to end the season. And then in the offseason, maybe it's a different story.
Coming up next, we're going to talk with another former GM, Steve Phillips. He's now with MLB Network. His thoughts on the Orioles and the trade deadline. That's next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Orioles have lost the first two games of the Guardians series. Back in action again tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bordy and the Bone coming up at 5:30. But let's talk Orioles. And the trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. So we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Steve Phillips, former GM. Watch and listen to Steve host SiriusXM's The Leadoff Spot, which airs on MLB Network weekdays at 9 a.m. Plus, Steve will be part of MLB Network's trade deadline coverage all next week. And Steve, thank you so much for your time as always. So let's start with the Orioles. They're obviously colossal disappointment. disappointment this year. How aggressive would you be if you were the GM of the Orioles trying to trade some assets in the next week?
Well, I would be both buying and selling if I were Mike Elias. I would. I think you sell the expiring contract, but you know, this is not where you're going to go into a rebuild. You're trying to find a way to win. And so if there are players who become available who have controllable contracts, I'm going to buy. I think you have to get in on those. You know, you don't get to pick and choose when those players are available. And so when they are, you need to be able to try to get in on them. So I look at that and say, okay, if Joe Ryan is available, a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, and he's got the rest of this year and two more years of controllability, just because you're losing right now in Baltimore doesn't mean you can't get in on that and that you should get in on it. So I really look at the Orioles and a lot of teams this year at the deadline.
Oh, he hung up on himself.
Dang.
He's gone.
Bummer.
Did he call us?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Them being able to execute something like that for one of the better young starting pitchers who's likely to move. Boy, that would take a degree of execution we have not seen from these guys.
Hey, he's calling back. They did acquire Alston Slater and Eloy Jimenez a year ago.
Yeah.
And Soto.
The general before
and
that.
And Dominguez. So
it's a little different
than controllable pitching.
Let's go back to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline as Steve Phillips got disconnected. Steve, you were talking about going and getting controllable assets as well.
Yeah, I think you have to consider doing that. And where you may like the young outfielders you have, if there's a controllable pitcher and somebody has interest and you've got to trade not just a prospect, but you have to trade somebody from the major league team, I think you have to go about doing that right now. And even if you create a hole for yourself, then go out in the offseason and fill it. But I think there's got to be a vision about the plan, both, here at the deadline and then in the offseason and then for next year. Like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be the fifth place team in the American League East? Or do you want to get out there and compete with the big boys? Because the Red Sox, went all in this year.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays just gave a guy $500 million, and they got Santander, who hasn't done anything, but he's going to come back, and at some point he's going to get hot. The Yankees, always go all in. And the Rays are the best at doing it on a budget. And so if you're going to compete, you've got to make a commitment to be aggressive, to go out there. And you've got to think creatively. It can't be, well, we'll wait till the offseason to get this. No, I think you got to go and get guys now to be part of the solution for next year when there's a pool of players that are available. And so I think that I look at the Orioles as an intriguing team. Like, it would be fun to make decisions for them with where they are right now, where, yeah, I can look to sell, and I've got people calling me with interest in players. But I'm buying. I'm looking for that controllable guy who can be part of my solution for next year and beyond.
There's been a lot of talk about their core, and Mike Elias says he doesn't want to trade from his core. But I'm interested to see what you think of it. Like, obviously, Gunnar Henderson's a special player. Adley Rutschman has really struggled for over a calendar year. Jordan Westberg's hits for power but doesn't get on base. I'm not sure Colton Cowser's an everyday player, right? Like, he can't hit lefties, he can't hit off-speed pitches, he can't hit breaking balls. His defensive metrics aren't great. Jackson Holliday, I think, is going to be legit, but like Grayson Rodriguez might be a sunk cost. And Bradish is coming off Tommy John, and these guys have had a hell of a time bringing guys back from Tommy John. So do you buy that there's a pre-existing World Series-type core already in place?
Well, I think they've got a core of good young players, but... I think that you've got to add to the core experience. That I don't think the core, you only build around the core. I think they're going to have to add to the core is the way I look at it. I am worried about Adley Rutschman. I think Holliday and Gunnar Henderson are legit part of this thing for the long term. Adley Rutschman worries me a little bit. And so, I think that now the problem is you can't really, if you trade them, you're trading from,
sure,
a weaker position. And so you might have to just wait and see how that plays out and know that you've got some depth in the organization at the position that you're protected, and then hope that Adley gets going. Cause the best thing for the Orioles is that he plays better and he plays well. And that way you can keep him if you want or trade him if you want. You're going to get something for him. So, I think that the rest of this year should be about getting answers. Are guys part of the problem or part of the solution? Like, you really need to figure that out. And is Colton Cowser a legit everyday player at the major league level, or is he an extra outfielder that, you know, can mix and match a little bit and you find the right matchups and maximize his production? And, you know, I think you've got to get answers on those things so that you know. So, you know, they made a decision. I think they liked all the outfielders better than Kyle Stowers. And then Stowers goes down to Miami and is an all-star, and he's having a terrific season. And so, you know, I think that internal evaluation needs to be reevaluated a little bit. But, you know, it's not just about developing players to be part of the core. It's to build a roster, right? It's to build a roster that can go out there and win. And, you know, I've always looked at it, and I say this a little tongue-in-cheek, but not completely. Prospects get general managers fired. Like if I wait for every prospect to turn into something and then they don't, then, you know, I turned down major league ready players today because I kept thinking this kid was going to develop into something and then he didn't. And so, you know, and then I'm out the door and the next guy's coming in. And so, you know, I looked at it as my job was to build a roster to win. And within that, I had financial resources, money to spend. I had, you know, player talent, capital, prospects and major league talent to be able to consider who can help me and who can help me put the roster together in a way that fits, and all the pieces fit together. And so if I have a lot of power guys and I don't have on base percentage guys, then I need to trade a power guy to get an on base percentage guy. And I need to build a roster, not just have a collection of players. And so, you know, and pitching's got to be a priority. And for me, you know, I look at this deadline like I think you can find pitching in the market. I think that you can find guys who, for now, like I want to go out in the free agent market or the trade market and get a legit proven guy. But I'm willing to take some chances right now on some players that maybe could turn it around. Like they took the chance at Trevor Rogers last year, and he's actually starting to throw a little bit better right now. And I like it, but I think that they can find pitching in the market on the inexpensive side and see if it catches lightning in a bottle with it. And if not, it's not costing you much to do it, but you've got some runway here over the final 2 months to take a chance like that.
Steve, how much pressure is Mike Elias under? Because this downturn predates this season. You can go back to June 21st last year. The Orioles are 86-102 and obviously did not maximize the 2024 deadline or the 2023 deadline, if you want to go back to that point. Is Mike Elias on the hot seat?
Yeah, boy, it's so hard to know, you know, with ownership as to where he stands. I mean, look, when it comes to rebuilding, he's very well respected in that way, right? The idea of putting drafts together, bringing in talent and everything else, but that's only a portion of the job of the general manager. It really is about doing that, but doing that in a way to build your major league roster. And, you know, Brian Cashman and I used to joke, you know, and Brian's still doing it right now. And it's changed a bit from when I was general manager. But we used to joke that the draft was us bringing in fresh meat to trade to get major league ready players. Like, bring in these prospects, let them get ready, show what they can do, and let me go get a guy who can help me today. Because when you're in win now mode, which the Orioles need to make that transition to winning now. Your young guys are there. You've got a window. You've got to supplement them. But it can't be with plan C everywhere. And so, you know, they've got to be really creative as to where they go. And you know, it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think Mike has acknowledged, you know, he sort of said, yeah, this was on me. I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. But that's not the issue. It's like, what's the pivot? Like, where do you go now to correct it? And how aggressive are you willing to be? And how much are you willing to get out of your comfort zone where you covet your prospects? And you hope that they're going to be the ones who fill the roster at the major league level, but no team has 23 of their 26 players that were homegrown. You know, even the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays might have 3 guys that are homegrown, 4 guys. And then the rest of them, they've gotten in trades and acquisitions and waivers and you name it. So I think that there's got to be a willingness and an openness to be really creative and looking at a lot of different ways to build that roster.
See, Phil, before we let you go, do you expect the Orioles that, like, are you expecting multiple moves? So you expect them to be aggressive in this next week?
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know what to, you know, I don't want to put up an expectation to be disappointed, is how I look at it. And so, you know, I know how aggressive, you know, that I think they could be and probably should be if you really want to try to reconfigure your roster in a way that better fits winning at the major league level. But I don't know where Mike is with that. You know, he's way smarter than just about everybody. He's the smartest guy in just about every conversation he's in. I know when I talk to him, I really respect his baseball acumen, his intelligence, his eye for developing and drafting talent, and they've done an amazing job in turning that organization around. But I don't have a feel about where he is today after what's happened this year, where I think, you know, every quote we've come out of heard him say, he's taking full accountability for maybe what they should have done. You know, and the question is, where's the financial resources and can they start to spend and be aggressive? And that means starting at this deadline, even if you had payroll to get controllable players, I think you have to go down that road to put yourself in position to win next year.
Steve Phillips, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, you bet, guys. Thanks so much.
Watch and listen to Steve host SiriusXM's The Lead-Off Spot, which airs on MLB Network weekdays at 9 a.m. Plus, Steve will be part of MLB Network's trade deadline coverage all next week. Ryan Ripken's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But coming next, you guys want to hear some sound from yesterday? Nnamdi Matabike,
sure.
Mark Andrews. Also, Ronnie Stanley spoke yesterday. His training camp opened today. We hear from them next here on The Fan.
You know, for me, it's I try not to, you know, look outside, you know, the box too often and, you know, focus on the main things. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. And at the end of the day, I put my trust in God, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, I know that he's gotten me this far. I know the type of player I am, the type of man I am. And, you know, all those things looking forward, I know they're going to help me grow, get better, be the player that I'm meant to be and, you know, get to that end goal, which I'm incredibly focused on.
That's Mark Andrews speaking yesterday as the players had to report by yesterday. And now they had their first day of practice today. And he was talking about his experience this offseason, a difficult 2024 and the trade rumors. And he's like, I can only focus on the here and now.
League moves in mysterious ways. We'll see. Is Mark Andrews still here at the deadline? I don't know.
It's an interesting question.
It's been a really weird offseason from him, from the final game to Eric DaCosta having multiple times to say, hey, Mark's not going anywhere. He's under contract for the 2025 season. He didn't commit to Mark Andrews until after the draft, talking about Eric DaCosta, but... Yeah, it's about the here and now. The divisional round of playoffs, that's in the rearview mirror. You got to move forward.
Let's move to Ronnie Stanley, Beltway, Ben. Cut 48. Ronnie Stanley is the longest tenured player on this team. His thoughts on being the longest tenured Raven?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was made aware from, you know, my younger teammates. But, yeah, it's cool. You know, I never really imagined, you know, that being the case. But I think it's very cool, and it's a big blessing.
How about his turn as a guy, you know, there was a point in time when we thought his career was over. And not only is the career not over, but he's become a leader on that offensive line. It's quite a interesting career turn for Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah, he has embraced being a true Raven for life. I don't know that he's going to have a contract anywhere outside of here. Mm-hmm. In a way that not everybody has, despite his career taking some unfortunate twists and turns. I think back to the very heartfelt piece he wrote in the Players Tribune not that long ago that really laid everything out in detail. He wants to be here. There's no second guessing that.
He really went through it, man. Just all of that rehab and then to get back and remember 2021, that opener against the Raiders where it went disastrously for him. And then he ended up having to go under the knife again. And you're alternating him at left tackle in 2023 on your way to an AFC championship. it's been a really rocky ride for Ronnie Stanley, but it's crazy to think he's the longest tenured player.
It is fascinating. Let's get one more Beltway, Ben. How about Cut 56, Nnamdi Matabike? He spoke yesterday how he views individual success and not just sacks.
Attention that you get on the line, and obviously production is for everybody, but just being really a tenacious force, you know, that's how I see yourself as a player. You know, when you're a good player, people are going to scheme against you and stuff like that and try to stop you, and it's going to free up other guys, but you still want to play, you still want to ball, you still want to eat. So you just got to have to find ways to, like, beat the slides and watch even more film and just study, you know, specific opponents. So those are the things I'm going to definitely emphasize this year.
Said he got stronger this offseason because he was double teamed so much a year ago.
Yeah, well, I would say get the that's a good idea, because I don't think anything's changing there. As presently constructed, yeah. I think you're going to see plenty of double teams again.
Yeah, and I'm sure he was really motivated this offseason putting on that weight, because he's got to be more of a disruptive force than he was last year. Get closer, not saying to equal what he did in 2023, because that was an Aaron Donald type season, but he's got to be much closer to that year.
Coming up next, Ryan Ripken. He's part of our BBT coverage, by the way, at 5:30, Baltimore Baseball Night. Boarding the Bone will get you ready for Orioles baseball. We'll talk to Ryan Ripken coming up next, and among other things, we will ask him why the hell Kobe Mayo's not in tonight's lineup. But before we step out, 410-583-1057. You can win two tickets to see Quiet Riot at the Horseshoe Casino. It's August 1st. You have to be 21 or over. 410-583-1057. Quiet Riot tickets next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.